Hey y'all, it's your girl Shania with the Never Holding Back podcast. It's been a couple months. Let me stop being dramatic. It's been since like around November, but that's kind of long still or whatever. But it's been a while, whatever. I took a little break or whatever and shit. But the girl is back with her motherfucking shit talking. First of all, I want to say happy motherfucking New Year to all you motherfucking scrubs out there. But I really want to talk about this topic today. Is going to be about know your motherfucking worth. Let me say it a couple more times because I don't think a lot of people understand what that means. Know your fucking worth. Like, seriously, know your fucking worth. And in parentheses, please add some fucking tax on there. Just, I mean, if you, 25 cent, 50 cent, whatever your tax bracket is, sprinkle, bitch. Pack it in there. Add some fucking tax on there. Because a lot of motherfuckers really don't know their worth. Like, it fucking is mind-blowing how worthless people the fuck are out here. And I'm going to use that motherfucking word. Because they're worthless. If you don't know your worth, to me, you're fucking worthless out here. Like, for real. Like, know the worth you have. Know the potential you have. Know what you're bringing to any fucking table that you're sitting at. Like, walk in the room with your head held high. Some fucking confidence in you. Bitches, smile. Some lip gloss. Like, motherfuckers, like, that really don't know their worth. Like, and then when you don't know your worth, you don't know your self-esteem. Like, you don't fucking have none. Like, because you don't think of yourself as nothing. Like, everybody in this world is worth something. That's why you're fucking in this world. That's why you're breathing and living today. You're here for a purpose. Like, it's so crazy how people don't understand their worth. Like, I be seeing people's worth in them that they don't even motherfucking see. It'd be crazy. Like, I really be feeling like I'm Ayana. No, like, talk to me about your life, and I really be fucking giving motherfuckers good advice that don't fucking take it. That's why I don't give advice no more. Like, motherfucker talking to me about something. Oh, really? What, girl? Nuh-uh, girl. Because you the same bitch who I done gave the same motherfucking advice to in different fucking forms of fashion. You ain't listen to neither fucking way it was delivered. So I'm not wasting my breath. I don't waste my breath for motherfuckers who don't want to listen. Like, don't want to come to me and want to know your worth. And then when I tell you to know your worth and give you some advice, you don't fucking listen or take it. Like, that's a motherfucker who you're settling. And you going to settle? Go ahead and settle. And I'm going to go ahead and settle on the phone and listen to this depressing ass, settle ass story. Because what the fuck am I about to say? You about to go do the same thing anyways. You don't really want to hear what I got to say? It's crazy. It'll take people fucking years to know their worth. Me? Please. I know my worth. I came out the coochie, know my motherfucking worth. Don't fucking play with me in these streets. That's why motherfuckers know. Don't fucking play with me. Niggas know how to come. If you don't come correct, you're getting cut off. It's that simple. I don't fucking give no second chances to no grown-ass men. Nobody's a child that keeps needing chances. You know what I'm saying? That I'm teaching you how to grow the fuck up. Fuck no. Fuck you. If you ain't there already at the age I am or older than me, you're a lost cause, buddy. You need to go back to your mother because I can't help nobody. You know what I'm saying? I know my fucking worth when it comes to niggas, when it comes to friendships. Know your worth does not just mean in a relationship or at a job. It means in all fucking avenues of life. It means knowing your worth when you with somebody, knowing your worth when you're at fucking work, knowing your worth when you're at fucking school, knowing your worth in your family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Knowing your worth at the fucking cash register, and you ain't letting the fucking cashier disrespect you because she's having a fucking bad day. You know what I'm saying? Know your worth in all motherfucking avenues. See me? Type of bitch I am. I know my worth and I add a little bit of a whole bunch of fucking tax to it, bitch. Couple billions tax. I don't give a fuck. Ain't nobody about to play with me in these motherfucking streets. I'm not for anything. You know what I'm saying? And you can't let anybody just treat you any type of way. People be really out here clueless as fuck. What the fuck is so hard? Pick your motherfucking chin up. Hold that bitch up high as fuck to the motherfucking gods. Straighten your shoulders. Grab your fucking bag. Like, get your life together. Put on a nice outfit and stretch your ass to the motherfucking core and go somewhere. Bitch, I don't give a fuck if you want to Cece's house for fucking ginger ale to pick up some can of milk or whatever. Bitch, know your worth. Like, it's so crazy. I got so many people around me who just don't know their worth. And that's why I just be like to myself. Because the type of bitch I am, I know my worth. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to add some tax to that shit. And people around me that don't be knowing their worth, they be taking some kind of notes to it. But they really don't put it in perspective into their life. Like bitches who fucking with niggas for years at a time. You know, let me break it. Let me do a little shorter than that. It don't even gotta be years. It could be months at a time. It don't even gotta take you years to know that somebody ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? With me, it's the first encounter. You open your fucking mouth. The type of language you talk to me, I'ma know you ain't shit. If you say, yo, who the fuck is he yelling? Like, what? Right? If a nigga yell you, he ain't shit. That's a ghetto ass nigga who don't know how to communicate to a lady. Period. Like off rip, I know he ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like there's bless their hearts, bless their souls. Like there's bitches that will really be with niggas for months, years, decades at a motherfucking time. Know that nigga ain't shit from the start to the middle. And to the fucking end. And y'all will still stay with the fucking nigga. He'll cheat on you. He'll have babies on you. And y'all bitches really will fucking stay. That's a bitch right there that's a settler and don't know her fucking worth. And you also don't have no respect for yourself, because what fucking bitch is you that's going to let some fucking man run all over you, embarrass you in the streets, keep having kids on you, and you're letting him come back to your fucking home just to keep a nigga that don't want to be kept, because at the end of it, y'all end up not being together. Like, I just don't be understanding why motherfuckers will waste their whole life on some man. Do you hear the silence? Because I'm so confused. I'm really confused. Like, oh, hold on. Let me get you a better one. Motherfuckers that be stuck staying at the same miserable job they know they fucking hate. They go home and complain to the same people about the same fucking job. Quit. Apply for new jobs. No one is forcing you and putting a fucking gun to your head and telling you that you have to work this miserable, dead end, no pay job for the rest of your fucking life. That's because you're scared of change. You're scared to branch the fuck out and try something new. And until you stop being a pussy and stop being fucking scary, bitch, you're going to be miserable all your life. That's one of my pet peeves. I can't sit there and complain about something that I don't fucking like. Like, I have to change it. It's going to bother me. It's going to bother my spirit. It's going to disrupt my soul until I fucking change it. So I can't even be around a man who I don't fucking like, who makes me miserable. First of all, I'm a fucking Gemini. Do you know what a Gemini is? That's a motherfucker with two signs. Sometimes I'm sour, then I'm sweet. Okay? And second of all, Geminis don't hold nothing the fuck back. And third of all, I'm a real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga. So I wish somebody would. Like, that's all I've been saying. Like, I would never let someone disrespect me to the point where I'm just miserable as fuck every day. But I'm still with the nigga. That's what I don't understand about bitches. Like, if you're going to complain about this dick, but you'll still suck that same dick at night, knowing he ain't shit, knowing he done been cheating, knowing y'all is toxic, you'll still, I swear to God, y'all bitches will still suck his dick and fuck him and stay with him. But you won't lead a motherfucker who you know ain't shit, cheating on you, probably bringing you back shit, throwing your pH balance off, who the fuck knows. Okay, y'all will stay. If you're going to stay with a nigga that you know ain't shit and is out here doing you dirty, and you still want to suck his dick at night, please, shut the fuck up. Because we don't want to hear you complain about the same nigga you going to be with. You're looking like a fucking fool. And everybody, including myself and the Lord, is laughing at you. Because what the fuck is wrong with you? How you complain about something that you ain't changing? The fuck? Like, motherfuckers are so, they're just embarrassed and they make so many fucking excuses. Like, bitches that want to work out constantly hit you about working out. But when it's time to work out, you don't hear from these bitches. You don't see these bitches. Or every time you make a workout video or post some or fucking say anything, ah, when we going to work out? Girl, know your worth and get the fuck off the couch. And come work out. Know your worth, honey. Know your worth. Get the fuck up. Change whatever the fuck ain't making you happy. Like, and I'm what the fuck? Change it. If that nigga you with ain't making you happy and he don't know your fucking worth, or he don't know what you may bring to the table, bitch, let him go. He's not on your level. Like, what don't you understand? He is not on your level. Like, know your worth. Let him the fuck go. Like, and there's bitches out here. Oh my God. That be wanting to take care of these niggas. Bruh. Know your worth. Obviously, you got some type of issues to where you want, you need to take, you like taking care of grown ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? That's, no. You need to reroute that. Figure out what the fuck is wrong with you that you always want to take care of somebody and feel needed and get that shit together. Because shouldn't no grown person be taking care of another grown person? And so a lot of you females out here taking care of these fucking grown ass fucking men. Please know your worth, ladies. If you have the table, the house, the fucking spring garden with the ground and pool and the fucking trampoline and the motherfucking drive-in driveway. If you have everything and a nigga come to you with nothing but a car, bitch, run. Why is you even interested in a nigga like that? You have everything. You need to be looking and attracting motherfuckers that have the same thing you have, if not fucking more. Know your fucking worth, yo. Like, it's that simple. Why the fuck do people settle just to have something? Just to have somebody? Man, fuck you and all that shit. I'll be a lonely motherfucking bitch until the day somebody come around me who's on my level or above me. I'm not settling. I'm not damn sure I won't settle for no weak-ass nigga out here. These niggas is weak. These niggas is weak with no motive, with no fucking mentality to do better, with no fucking hustle in their fucking bones, with no fucking drive, with no fucking big dick niggas. All little dick ass, little pussy ass boys that want they girl to be their mama. Like, the fuck? That shit's weak. Like, I don't know where this generation of weak ass motherfuckers came from. Take them the fuck back and throw them the fuck away and bring a different generation. Like, I really don't know where these motherfuckers came from. I don't want none of them. I don't want no weak ass nigga. Like, y'all gotta know y'all worth. Like, know your fucking worth. Like, even when I go out to certain places, I'm like, I'm above certain shit. You know what I'm saying? shit that I did as a kid, it does not pique my interest as a grown-ass fucking woman. Like, I'm about to be 30 in 3 years, bro. Shit that I did at my 18, 19, 20, 21, that shit does not interest me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with hood spots, hood bars. I'm above that shit. Like, I don't fuck with crowded areas where I can't move, where I'm just feeling uncomfortable. Like, I don't fuck with shit like that. I'm above that. Like, you couldn't pay me. I don't give a fuck what it is. You couldn't pay me to step foot in the fucking trappers. What the fuck am I doing in a trap? I'm 27, bruh. What the fuck am I doing in the trap? And I swear to you, people will really still, till February 4th, 2021, really come out their mouth and ask me, do I want to go to the trap? Bitch, what? You should be embarrassed even asking me, do I want to go to the trap? Why aren't you above the trap? What is fun about the trap to you? A one-way in and a one-way out death zone? Going to a motherfucking after hours where they want you to pay $40, $50 just to get in for an hour? Where they don't even have a liquor license? And they're serving you E&J in a fucking cup? Charging you to bring your bottle in? And they don't even have a liquor license? Like, why would I go to the trap to be packed like sardines? Or bitches staring at me from every corner waiting to fucking store some shit. Listen, honey, I'm a grown-ass woman. I get dressed. I get cute. My hair is done. My nails done. Bitch, I'm grown. I go out to have a good time, honey. And to go home in one piece. I don't go out to be around hoodlums. To be around people who are obnoxious and want to... That shit's annoying as fuck, bruh. Like, people have no fucking class. And I don't go out to fight. Those are not my intentions. Why would those be anybody's intentions? Like, why do people who, like, that means your mentality is still on kid shit and still on hood level. We can't go out to the same spots. I'm inviting you to Ritz-Carlton and you're inviting me to the trappers. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's levels to shit. Like, as you grow up in age, your fucking mentality needs to go with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it needs to be following you with your age. I don't understand how some people's ages and their mentalities are like back the fuck here in the trash can in a garbage disposal. Like, I don't understand how people's mentalities, like, don't grow with them. Like, but some people really, they don't know no better. So how would you know your worth if all you know is the fucking hood? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people, 90% of the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the burg, they won't know more than the burg. They're so closed-minded. They're so sheltered. They don't know their worth to even get out and travel. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't know. They're scared. I've had a friend since I've been friends with 16. She's about to be 28 next month. 2 kids. She has never stepped foot out of Pittsburgh. Why? Do you know how much... Fuck this city. This city is trash. Philly is better than Pittsburgh. Okay? I don't give a fuck. This city is trash, bro. Do you know how much fucking life, energy, freedom? Motherfucker, the air smell different when I leave the fucking Pittsburgh airport. Motherfucker, when I land in Atlanta or somewhere else, the fucking air from the airport smells fresher. Everything outside of this city is better. Like, this is not living. Like, this is just a peak stone to where the fuck you need to be. Like, there's some people that are so closed-minded, they are going to live and die and only know Pittsburgh. I feel sad for those people. I really feel sad for them. Because the type of bitch I am, I'm out of town every chance I can get. Because why don't you want to fucking know your worth and live? Live, honey. Live. Like, that's just a little tea for the day. Like, I really want y'all to start knowing y'all worth. owning y'all worth. Like, y'all ladies out here, y'all gotta do better. Like, if stop fucking with these weak ass niggas. Like, boss up, invest in your fucking self, love yourself, build yourself up. Like, have your own fucking selves back. Like, stop looking for a nigga to do anything. I don't give a fuck if it's take the trash out. I don't give a fuck. If he's not the nigga you can call on, if he makes it known he ain't the nigga that you can call on, or he just makes it known he ain't shit, let it go. Stop giving people over fucking multiple times to show you they are not shit. Know your worth. Pay attention to the first sign and keep it the fuck moving. Like, there's so many people who are going to regret not knowing they worth. They're going to look up 20, 30, 40 years from now and really waste the time doing who knows the fuck what, with the fuck who. Who knows? Because they're so fucking just stuck. My fuckers are stuck. Like, stuck. Especially with this COVID shit, it really made them stuck. My motherfuckers were stuck before COVID. If COVID didn't bring out the hustler in you, you were never a hustler. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was never instilled in you. Like, it's just, my fuckers need to know they work for ad tax. Like, I don't give a fuck what it is. Like, even in family relationships, like, you don't let nobody disrespect you because that's your auntie, or that's your fucking mom, or that's your grandparents. Like, I know you're supposed to respect your elders, absolutely, but there is boundaries with a capital B that everyone must respect, especially as an adult level. You can professionally and respectfully check a motherfucker and put them in a place without having to disrespect them. Listen to what I just said and rewind it back if you need to. You don't have to disrespect nobody to properly, professionally check them and put them in their fucking place and let them know the shit that they just said, it's not gonna fly going forward. You gotta have boundaries with people, or people are going to treat you how you allow them to treat you. It's that fucking simple. Like, know your worth, add tax, set boundaries with people so they already know what is not happening over here with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's piece of cake, piece of pie, honey. I want all my ladies to empower themselves. Like, know, get some self-worth. Love yourself. If you need to do a vision board, do that. If you need to listen to a podcast every day, do that. If you need to turn your phone off every day or a certain time, do that. If you need to block people, literally do that. Like, know your worth, add tax, and stop letting people disturb your fucking peace. Like, we're too old when you have to keep talking to motherfuckers. It's one and done for anybody in any situation. Like, know your worth. Know your worth when it comes to these niggas. Like, ladies, we are killing the fucking game. These niggas, we're killing the fucking game, okay? So, what? Know your fucking worth, honey. And bring the whole motherfucking horse and carriage in the farm with you. And let the nigga know that you don't need a nigga for shit. Like, know your worth, boss up. It's not my fucking simple. Like, what? Like, y'all better quit playing with me. Because I know my motherfucking worth. And all my niggas act accordingly because they already know what's up. You act accordingly or you're going to go. You know what I'm saying? It with these niggas. Like, you set the tone for the relationship you want with any fucking body. I don't give a fuck if that nigga's just your fuck buddy on Fridays. If that's what you want him to be, let him know that. He either going to accept it or he's going to deny it. But he ain't going far. When you know you that bitch, you come with everything and you don't need nobody for nothing but some dick, you could go bad at, okay? You set the tone. You set the fucking tone. If you got niggas that always want to come over, no. If you ain't a come over bitch, set the tone. Any nigga that want to get to know you, if he don't take you on a date or a couple dates to get to know you, he can't get to know you, ladies. It's that simple. What you want and what you set, any nigga that wanna fuck with you is gonna follow your lead. It's a little food for thought, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all. Know y'all worth and add some motherfucking tax. I'm tired of seeing bitches with potential don't know they got fucking potential. Like, what the fuck? Let's get it together, y'all. This is the year of loving yourself, investing in yourself, doing for your fucking self. Like, be selfish. I don't give a fuck. I'm very selfish going forward. I don't give a fuck who it is, what it's about. This is my fucking year. It's about Shania. Capital S, nigga. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I got shit to do. Like, that's just what it is. I'm setting a tone for any relationship, every relationship. All my niggas know how it is. I don't give a fuck. Like, you can call me crazy, you can call me blunt, but what you cannot call me is a fucking liar. I'm gonna be real straightforward with you. Either you gonna come correct, you gonna get the fuck left. It's that simple. There's enough. There's plenty of fish out here in my motherfucking sea. Okay. So that's one of the job. Get a little food for thought, you know, because I'll be back on a regular basis talking my good shit, because we got to know our worth, especially us ladies. We have to know our worth. We got to add tax. Like, you're the shit. Know you're the shit. Remember you're the shit. And you don't need nobody for shit. I'll see y'all next week on my motherfucking A, Never Holding Back podcast. See y'all.